So much for the pre-roll, guys.
Drunken difficulties, please stand by. And three, and two, and one. I was wondering why I wasn't getting any levels. Live from the sixth subfloor basement of the Guys Games and Beer Towers. It's Guys Games and Beer!
Yeah!
And also forgets to turn our mics on. So
yeah, we occasionally forget to turn our mics on.
Yeah.
Well, I was busy enjoying a cold beverage.
He did have a beverage in hand. So.
Oh, there we go. I was trying to figure out whether it was worth the lost 50 calories to
and
drink this.
The verdict? It's not worth it. Okay.
It's all right. It's like a lime drink. If you just consider it a lime drink, it's okay. Then.
All right.
But as a beer. As a beer, it's Zima. Oh, sorry, Lair.
Hey, Zima. It's not a beer.
Yeah.
And that's a lime drink.
And this is
also not a beer. Also not a beer.
They're all really Zima in spirit.
We're all really Zima.
And you know what? Hot days, those
really do go down nicely.
They're not
too bad. God, what was the thing I used to drink that? There was this agave-based beer or something or another. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me.
I thought you were
like a Sierra
godly-based beer.
No, weird one.
Made by Moses.
Agave.
Oh, man.
Based beer, he said, yes. And I heard it. A God-based beer, that's what I heard.
Yeah. All beers are God-based. God loves us, therefore we have beer.
That's true.
Speaking of which,
yeah, let's pass that out.
Speaking of which...
That's an angry fellow.
Speaking of which... from up in the Madison, Wisconsin area. This is the Simply Dusty. Description here of the beer brilliance of Carbon 4 is, each bottle contains a flavor, fireworks show of baked apples, lemony citrus, and wintergreen wrapped in the calming kiss of chamomile? Yeah.
What?
Chamomile.
Are we going to go to sleep after this? Or you're going to apply it to your itchy arms?
Since it's summer, it says, best enjoyed with feet buried in warm sand or counting clouds with your favorite folks.
Okay, here's the thing we talked about before. I better taste a fucking apple pie in this, or you over-describe the damn beer, people. Okay?
How the hell are you?
It's also simply comma dusty. And like the label's weird. I don't get it.
It is worn out. It seems to have nothing to do with the...
with the description. I'm like, all right, does this look like the base of apples and chamomile to you? Marketing and what it is.
Thank you, sir.
But I think it's a good beer. I think.
You giving up on this? Is that why you're pushing it by?
No.
Also, I think for the future I will
be on glass duty if we have glasses to taste these in. I will wash the glasses afterwards.
This is this is another beer that I think would be
probably a flavor
with your nose as well as your mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm that guy.
The cleanup staff quit three months ago.
I'll scab for that.
May have been that sexual harassment charge, though.
It wasn't sexual harassment. It was an offer.
All right.
Totally different. Maybe he shouldn't have bent over.
He had to pick up that.
I'm
just saying. I mean, it's pretty good.
I want to hate it. I really want to hate it for that description, but right. I really do like it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it, but I'm not sure it's me.
I can't put my finger up it.
You know, it's
maybe it's too weedy.
You let that one go.
I'm trying to think what it reminds me of. It has a familiar taste as far as beers go.
Yeah, I mean, it's not off or anything. It's just, I don't know. And maybe I just don't like farmhouse ale. I mean,
you don't like it?
I'm not overly sold.
You don't feel soothed.
Yeah, some Saisons do use wheat, so it's
it could be a wheat beer.
Not all of them are.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. Yeah.
But that's a flavor. This is just me. That's me. I'll give it the execution.
I'm surprised.
I'll give it the execution, though. You know, if we had it poured in a glass, we probably could tell it's nice and clear and, you know, delicious that way.
Here, let me pour it into my Bud Light.
Oh, God.
It has no color.
It reminds me of another beer, though. I'm trying to think what the beer reminds me of.
Again, I'm getting, like, a weedy-ish. Yeah. Almost like a lighter Hefeweizen, but... I don't know what to call it.
I mean,
wheat beers that well. And yeah, they've got all these descriptions of like this flavory stuff, and I'm not getting many.
It's not a Hefeweizen like a Hackershaw or nothing like that. It's not a wheat beer like that.
Oh, it's pretty wheat.
It's pretty close. I drink a lot of Hackershaw.
Yeah, he does. I would say it's in that same vein.
Yeah, I just like
maybe
yeah.
It's the apples that are distracting on the wheat.
I'm not getting much. Like I'm not getting a very, very little like apple or citrus or anything else. They were kind of trying. Maybe a little spice.
Are you getting a little chamomile in it?
A tiny. Like there's a little bit of spiciness. Just a touch.
Wish there was some allspice in there.
No, we've had beer with fucking allspice.
I know, and they were terrible.
They were horrible. Okay, you don't put fucking allspice into a beer either.
Were those holiday beers?
Yeah, it was some holiday.
Or pumpkin beer.
Yeah, it seriously had allspice, and it was on the damn thing. I was like, hey, why would you do that?
You know, like I said, I want to hate it for the description just because, and the word chamomile being
like that color.
It's a wheat beer.
I can't hate it. I like it.
It's a wheat beer.
I can't describe it.
You know what?
I just can't describe it.
Okay, so now I do know what it's reminding me of. It's actually reminding me of Blue Moon a little bit.
Oh.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not tasting blue.
Yeah,
I drank a lot.
It tastes a lot like a blue.
It's a little spicier than a blue.
Yeah, right. But it's in that same vein.
Maybe on the edge of it. Oh, Jared used to drink a lot of Blue Moon back in the day.
That's a wheat beer.
It's not bringing it back.
Yeah. No, that's what it's reminding me of.
Yeah, well, that would explain my response.
You don't like Blue Moon, huh?
No, you know,
that citrusy. Bit of finish. Yeah, no, that's what it reminds me of is a Blue Moon.
All right, and I guess I'll have to have this one again with an orange.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, yeah, it probably would be okay with an orange, too. I'm actually going to give a thumbs up on this one. It's for what
I,
it is,
I had the
it
4
is,
ounces earlier.
Right, for what it is, it is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, like, I personally haven't been, like, a huge fan of Carbon Four's other beers, and a lot of them are pretty strong pale ale, or, like, you know, these double hops are, like, pretty strong hoppy beers. This one's a little more
subtle.
It's done well.
Different.
It's not.
You're right.
I do have to say, if you're judging it on unique size, it fails kind of miserably.
But that's all of Carbon Four beers.
Yeah.
No offense to them. Their beers aren't bad. They do what already has been
pedestrian.
Bad. Yeah, they're pedestrian.
I don't know if this is a pedestrian beer. I mean, this is definitely something different. If you're looking for something different. It's different.
Well,
it's just not. It's not like something I drink every day.
When I was
like
seriously into IPAs, I liked the Fantasy Factory.
And again, it's
I think it was a good IPA.
A solid IPA.
I think it was good. Right. And but a lot of their other beers were, like you said, very strong, very hoppy. Like this is not hoppy, so it's a different direction for
it's
them.
It's not a strong beer either. It's not a strong beer. Not a weak beer necessarily. It's not.
No,
I've been drinking it. It's not Bud Light. I'll tell you that.
It's 5.8% ABV. All right,
it's not bad.
So it's you probably could enjoy this in a summer patio.
This is a
and
good.
Be all right with it.
Yeah,
it's still not. You know, it's not like, you know, heavy or anything like that.
No. It's probably a good summer beer.
Yeah.
But like Travis said, probably much better out of a glass.
Carbon Four, if you're watching, please tell me what the story behind this
is. A beer bottle is glass.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know.
A glass is glass.
He's dusty. He's simply dusty.
Yeah, but how does that fit with chamomile?
Right. And baked apple.
Well, you're feeling kind of dusty,
you know. Chamomile.
Like sleepy. Like Mr. Sandman, dust your eyes.
Yeah, see,
sleep.
Well, the ideas are flowing.
I'm reaching.
I kind of got a steampunk feeling off of the whole thing. No, doesn't it look like he's kind of like wired in or something?
Yeah, in the back of his head, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm thinking
that was a ponytail.
No, I think we're steampunking it here.
Oh. But yeah, so, I mean, the branding is a nice little...
Also, he may have fangs.
It doesn't sell simple.
Out teeth or
oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Bring one crazy eye. Bring
yeah, bring that back up again, because... Yeah, so Carbon 4, we do want to know the story.
You're taking to see if I changed the camera on it, aren't you? I didn't. The gag's run its course.
No, gags are funnier twice.
It is pretty funny. Oh, no, comedy's threes. You inform me of this on a regular basis. Comedy's all about
threes.
That's
right. The magical number of everything.
That's right, it's three.
The
all right.
Odd number.
Holy Trinity of comedy.
All right, well. All right,
Josh
Judge Rob.
A thumbs up.
All right, on the charge
everybody rated it well, but.
Yeah.
On the charge of description and excess of legal limits, I find you guilty. And I sentence you to
drinking.
Yeah, not too bad.
I love how a judge has gotten, like lazier.
I'm not doing two charges anymore. The second one always sucked anyway.
And you're guilty of crushing a bug.
I don't know what. I'm supposed to think of two of them, for Christ's sake? That one was pretty good. Would you rather have one okay one or just two really rotten ones? I mean, because the best you're going to get out of me is okay.
Write us and let us know.
Only by snail mail.
Tell us at guysgamesandbeer.net. Yeah,
only by snail mail.
Or call the G2B hotline, whose number is on our website, but I'm just too goddamn lazy.
Our P.O. box is in Pueblo.
I really want a P.O. box in Pueblo, Colorado. I want to move to Colorado just after. Are we still doing this? Are we doing the... See, here we go. Now we're on the after part. Are we still... I think Colorado is the place we should go.
Why?
Because it's cheap. When we all decide to...
Our
G2B commune.
Yeah. Well, that pot's legal, so I'm all for it.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll be retired. What the fuck?
Exactly. Who cares?
What the hell would I care anymore? The brain doesn't need to be there anymore. G2M. In fact, as I age, I probably won't want it anymore. G2W. Guys, games are weed.
Just review a different strain.
All right, everybody, have a toke.
Yeah, we just do a different strain every week. I'm good with this.
I'll not have cut my hair in like 8 years.
And you've
birds nesting in it.
Are we sitting around?
How'd it get that long? It's only been 2 months, Rob.
That's right. What the hell, Rob? I've really let myself go. I like the idea.
Yeah, Colorado. That'd be all right.
I was thinking that or Boulder, Arizona. So. I'd like to live in the desert, too. That's another possibility. I've always wanted to live in the desert.
Because he has a horse.
I saw cactuses.
With no name.
No, living in the desert sucks.
Dude, we could suck cactus juice. It'll be fun. I'm like...
Grow peyote.
Grow peyote. All
right, time to drug test Rob.
I'll be retired by then. Drug test me all you want.
I'll have a sweat lodge.
Yeah, a sweat lodge. Okay, if we build a sweat lodge in the middle of the property, I'm good with this. We'll all sit around and do peyote in a sweat lodge together.
I do like this idea.
Yeah, I see no downside to this, gentlemen.
I mean, what is the bad thing if you're retired?
You probably know your spirit animal's like a mouse.
my spirit animal is like...
Oh, man! All right, gentlemen, I hate to say this. Oh, I know he's got to do laundry, and I got to move, take care of stuff tonight, so...
Fine.
We'll say goodbye to all you. This is just going to be Beer Court tonight.
Thanks for watching Beer Court tonight. What?
Do we want to do any mentions of anything?
We got anything coming up tonight?
Right. No. Everyone's probably heard Man with Power coming up.
Yeah. Well, and we'll be pushing the whole thing.
But
anyway,
don't forget to check out our friends, Lionheart Racing. There's links all over at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can check out the link. It's in the top right corner of the screen. Also on Facebook, we mention them on a semi-regular basis. And they're friends with us, so you can see them in our friends links. I think it's on the right side of our Facebook site. If not, ask me and I'll figure out where it is. If you like Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. If you like yourself some Twitter. At guysgamesandbeer. Dragging it out. That's it.
We are. You're dragging it
out. I'll see you guys next week. And we're going to be talking to Amiga, I think.
Yeah, we are talking Amiga.
We've been asked several times to talk about the Amiga 1000, so it's going to happen next week.
It's going down for real.
It's going to be for reals. So we'll see you guys next week.
We haven't done a deep dive in a long time either.
No, we haven't. So it's going to be fun.
It's a good one.
It's all yours too, so I can lay back.
Him too.
Feel free to join us live next week, ask questions.
I'll bring my Amiga. Yeah. I'll bring the Amiga. We can show that just out of interest. But these guys both have Amiga 1000s.
Have a nice 4th.
I need a keyboard.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, guys.
Have a nice fourth.
That's actually why this is a short. It's 4th of July week. We're all on vacation, so we're all drinking. That's all we're doing. I'll see you.
Who's working this week or something?
Bye. Do 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 do. That's
kill that.
Do do do.